At Daleville Christian Church, we want you to know what it is that you believe, and we state what we believe in an affirmation of faith each Sunday. And particularly today, when we remember a member of the congregation who has passed, who knew that we could know the promises that have been given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, knowing is important, and it was important to him. Our affirmation of faith is from 1 Peter in the first chapter, verses 18 through 21, when we claim, "We were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down from our ancestors, redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for our sake. Through him we believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so our faith and hope are in God." The reading of God's word today is from the letter known as 1 John. There's a Gospel of John and three letters attributed to John. This is the letter of 1 John in the 5th chapter, verses 11 through 15. "And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. This week, Daleville Christian Church learned of the passing of J.B. Jay was a member of Daleville Christian Church for about 10 years from the time that he married Marguerite, whose husband had died a few years before. Jay had already lost two wives when Marguerite and Jay got together. In many ways, those two were also made for each other, and they felt that way about their relationship. J.B. was one of those people that some pastors call natural evangelists. They seem to naturally warm up to people. Natural evangelists seem to demonstrate concern for even strangers. Natural evangelists are inviting, always. They invite people to walk with Jesus in this life. They don't make too many assumptions about people they come in contact with. People like J.B. simply know that walking with Jesus in this life is the only way to go through life. J.B. knew that anyone who will trust in Jesus will begin a wonderful new life with Jesus that will last into eternity. But this sermon is not about J.B., and J.B. would not want the sermon to be about him. J.B. knew that the message always has to be about Jesus. That's what made him a natural evangelist. Evangelism is not about you. But for so many people, even the redeemed people, followers of Jesus, so often see personal interactions as being about them personally. J.B. knew that other people's lives need to be about Jesus, not about J.B. So J.B. didn't worry about what you might have thought about J.B. The most important thing for J.B. was, what will you think about Jesus? J.B. died last Sunday evening. He had no doubts, and I have no doubts, that J.B. was taken to his heavenly home. This morning, J.B. would not want me to be talking about J.B. J.B. would want me to talk about how you can know that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, so that Jesus can take you to your heavenly home, to walk with Jesus now and forever. So to honor Jesus who saved JB, and for your benefit, I share this morning what JB would want you to hear about Jesus Christ. John's gospel book uses the word know, K-N-O-W, uses the word know more than any other book in the Bible. Even the longer books. John's gospel book, the Gospel of John, uses the word know more than any other book in the Bible. With such verses as John chapter 4, "Now we believe," said one man, "for we have heard Jesus ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." We have heard Jesus ourselves and know that this is indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world. John chapter 6, Jesus himself asked the 12 and they answered, "We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus himself said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Jesus also said, "If you really know me, you will know my Father as well." And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Today's reading: "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." This is the confidence we have in approaching God. Confidence. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have what we asked of him. JB was certain of his salvation, and he wanted other people who follow Jesus to be certain of theirs. JB believed in prayer, and JB believed that he owed his life to prayers. His earthly life he owed to prayers, and his eternal life he also owed to prayers. JB credited his Aunt Maisie as a dedicated prayer warrior. Also, JB's grandmother, who raised him, he believes that she prayed him through World War II in the belly of a B-24 bomber in the Pacific theater of war. He believes she prayed him to get him home safely. JB always said he was living proof that prayers are answered. It was this assurance that JB believed was every believer's assurance if they would simply accept what they read in the Bible. That you can know that you have eternal life through Jesus Christ your Lord. As 1 John 5:13 states, in that same confidence JB prayed. As it says in verse 14, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." And it is in that same confidence that JB's Aunt Maisie prayed. Just as verse 15 states, "And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him." JB tells of hearing his Aunt Maisie pray, and often all he heard her pray was amen. Aunt Maisie was listening to the Lord and agreeing to all the Lord said. Aunt Maisie was in and with the will of the Lord. But again and again, turn to verse 13. Hear the King James Version. "These things have I written unto you, you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name," and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Words written for you to believe, for you to trust the Lord, who truly is your Savior. The Lord who loves you, the Lord who is for you, the Lord wants better for you than you often want for yourself. The Lord loves you, you personally. Jesus came to the earth, sent by the Heavenly Father to demonstrate this great love to us. Jesus loved us so much that Jesus came to us. God the Father and Jesus the Son were not waiting for you to come to them. Jesus came to us. I prayed with a person in the hospital recently. In the prayer I said, Lord, you know our pain. Jesus suffered with us, and Jesus suffered for us. We can trust the one who knows our pain. We can entrust our pain to the one who knows pain. Jesus took the pain of our mistakes, all of our mistakes, upon himself. He was sacrificed for our sins so that his blood paid the price of our sins, all of our mistakes. Jesus had compassion. The Bible makes clear to say that several times. The Apostle Paul had compassion for his own people, the Jews. He struggled with the Jewish leadership's rejection of Jesus. I don't know that I made that clear in the sermon notes. That's from Romans chapter 9, verse 2. The Apostle Paul, who was not sent to his own people with the good news of Jesus Christ, but was sent to the Gentiles, the other peoples of the world, with the good news of Jesus Christ. And so the apostle struggled because his own people, the Jewish leadership, seemed to be rejecting this news of Jesus. The Apostle Paul had compassion for his own people. Our missionary, Sally, has compassion. She cares about the people, especially the young people of Slovenia. She wants them to come to the Lord. If we lack compassion for others and yet claim to know the love of God in Jesus, we must ask ourselves some questions. If we lack compassion for others and yet claim to know the love of God and Jesus, we must ask ourselves some questions. I admit that American culture lacks compassion. We're too concerned about our own success to worry about someone else's problems, and that's especially true of spiritual problems. Do people have spiritual problems? What, don't you follow state, local, and national news? There are spiritual problems all over the place. Our state has twice the number of drug-addicted babies born, twice the number than the national average. Is that a spiritual problem? It certainly is. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are burdened. I've come to heal hearts, it says in the prophet Isaiah. If we do not have a heart for other people's hearts, exactly who is this Jesus we claim to follow? If we do not have a heart for other people's hearts, exactly who is this Jesus we claim to follow? Now, some pastors say, the Lord be with you, and I'm sure that I have even said, the Lord be with you. The Lord wants to be with you. But it may be more correct for me to say, the Lord wants you to be with him. The Lord is in a better place than the rest of us. Amen? Why have the Lord be with us? It would be better if we were with the Lord. Why have the Lord walk with us? It would be better if we walked with him. And we can. And we can be ready and waiting and going to heaven. We can start our walk to heaven right now and then walk right on in when our time comes, Jesus leading the way. 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you, you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know you have eternal life. That you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus came to our earth so he could lead us his way, the truth, and the life. American Christianity has too long emphasized eternal life so that we begin to think that our God is a God of the dead. but our God is a God of the living. Jesus overcame death in order to give us life, life to the full that would continue beyond death. Is the path of Pastor Gary or does the path of JB lead to life? No. These pathways do not lead to life, not for you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The message is not about JB. The message is never about Pastor Gary. The message is about the Lord, the Lord's message, the Lord's desire that you trust Jesus, that you turn your life over to Jesus. Turn your life over to the Lord Jesus. Follow the Lord Jesus. There is life, life abundant, life eternal. Amen.